And welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Last time we had a lot of questions and a lot of back issues, and this week we have no back issues because I had so much from last week. I do have two more back issue purchases that should be coming for the next episode or maybe the one after that. And a lot of keys, so I'm pretty happy about that. And I'm doing pretty good on my X-Men, filling that volume one for sure. But I have a couple questions, not a lot, but we will get to them. I only have two questions. I need more questions, guys, to keep me going on this show here. But I do have a few, not really related to comic books. Well, I guess there is some connection to comic books. We have a question from Nick Wetmore from Nerdy Legion. Have you ever been to Roy Rogers Museum? Every time I see him on Celebrity Bowling on Prime, I mean to ask. And the answer to that is no. I don't know much about Roy Rogers. I never saw. I know he's like a singing cowboy, right? And I know he had some comic books on him, probably from Dell. And but I have not been to the Roy Rogers Museum. I guess I would like to go if I'm ever in the area when I'm retired. Man, do I want to retire. You just can't imagine how much I want to. I just turned 55, and one of my goals when I started my career was I wanted early retirement. I really wanted early retirement. And for the most part, I got close, but after looking at healthcare costs, I still got another 5 years to go. So I fell 5 years short on my goal. Not all of it is, most of it is my fault. And I don't have any regrets for it being my fault, but it's the sheer amount of comic books and toys I bought over the years. Even though they will supplement probably some part of my retirement in some form, you know, starting to sell stuff and whatnot. But yeah, I'd go to the Roy Rogers Museum for sure. I would like to do a lot of museum tour, you know, visit a lot of museums and places that are big and places that are small. Just driving around, I hope to have money so I could take these like 2 week road trips where I just go places I haven't been and stay in a hotel with me and Barb and just visit things in other places. And hopefully it won't be too expensive, but would like to visit the ballparks too and go to games, and that is expensive, so we'll see. It really depends on health and when I can retire. But a follow-up question from Kirk, my friend. He says, have you ever eaten at Roy Rogers roast beef? And that is a no as well. Only Hardee's and Arby's roast beef places are the restaurants I've eaten at. I don't know if Roy Rogers roast beef was fast food or if it was like a place that you sit down like Big Boy or Village Inn or any of those restaurants. But yeah, I definitely like to go visit that. So thank you, Nick, and thank you, Kirk. And we're going to finally get back to, from lack of questions and purchases, we're going to finally get back to 1992 previews. And we'll start with the Millennium Comics, because last time we covered Marvel. And in Millennium, this is something I wouldn't mind having, because I have all the other Innovation and Rice books. But for Millennium, There was an Anne Rice adaptation, The Witching Hour. And I know there's like a Anne Rice witching show on one of those stations, AMC, I believe. I haven't seen it yet, along with a new interview at the Vampire Show. This one has a $250 cover price and has 1 through 13. Doc Savage Repel. I do own some of the Doc Savage stories from Millennium, but not all of them. I own the DC Doc Savages and the Marvel Doc Savages and some Millennium Doc Savages, but this is the final issue of the two-part adaptation of the original Doc Savage novel. That would be cool to have. And it's It, Terror from Beyond Space. That one looks pretty good. And The Justice Machine, The Chimera Conspiracy. So those are all books I kind of wouldn't mind having if I ran into them. Especially if they were in a dollar bin, for sure. I'd eat them up. From Mirage Studios, we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 53, City at War, 4 of 13. I know City of War was towards the end of Mirage Publishing, but that title. You could get a poster series and Turtle Soup Book 1. So that's a four-color volume. There's a Flake magazine, a model and toy collector called comes out with a book called The Garage. The Garage covers the latest releases from manufacturers around the world, including collectors' columns, contests, and ads. This is an all-new publication of the model and toy collector. This covers the field of resin and vinyl kit modeling. Huh. From Mordam Records, we have World War III Illustrated. That looks pretty interesting. Moo Press, Blue Moon. Crit Tours, Hairballs from Hell, and Fur Kindred. And then Moo Holiday Special. Mystery Graphics Press has Highborn, number one. They have a big ad up for this one. And they have a book called Toxic Tommy. Now, these ones look interesting to me. I don't know if they exist, but why not check? Highborn. Highborn. There is a book called Highborn. And it was one issue. Interesting. It includes an ad for Razor and a Black Leopard backup. I do like the cover for it. And I would probably get this thing. Toxic Tommy. Toxic. I feel like I've covered these. But I'm not sure. Maybe it's me looking at stuff. T-O-M-M-Y. That one's out as well. Just one issue. Yeah, I'd be interested in both of those. New England Comics Press has Batrone, number two. German Held Territory. That looks like a war comic. And the Chromatic Special Edition. And Man-Eating Cal and Paul the Samurai. Rocking Bones Xmas Special number one. And Tales Too Terrible to Tell. And a lot of Tick reprints or prints. Bob Marek from Nightwind Enterprises. This is 5 of 5. See, these are ones that look really cool. Bomb Arc. That one did exist. Has two titles. 1992. This had five issues. No, it had 3 issues only, so it didn't make this issue that solicited. They just gave up on it. And then we had Dragonfire, UFO Wars. It's depressing that, you know, these places had goals to publish these things and fell flat. UFO Wars did come out with number 3. So there is that. They made it. They had a 4-issue series. And Elf Lord, this is Barry Blair. I do like Barry Blair. I do want these in my collection. Elf Lord. I might own one of these. Or it might be that I just... let's see. The Return of the King. Let's see if this issue came out. This was number 3. Yeah, that one did come out. So, yeah, I'm a fan of Barry Blair. We have Elf Lore, Volume 3, number 2. Elfheim, Volume 4. Samurai, Mystic Cult, number 3, also by Barry Blair. We got North Star, the Best of North Star print collection. Not a lot of comics, just a lot of prints. Posters. Now Comics. I was into the Now Comics. I didn't get everything. But I have a lot of Green Hornet. Well, maybe not a lot. I got into it. I'm going to go look. Might have these. The Green Hornet, Volume 1. Yeah, that was Now. And this was number 17. I probably didn't write it that long. And number 17 wasn't printed. I wonder if it's Volume 2. Looks like I dropped out around 14. I wouldn't mind finishing this series. I really liked it. And they have the Green Hornet, Solitary Sentinel. I know I don't have any of those. Kato, the Green Hornet. I do have a couple of Kato series. Kato. We have some Smokes in Boulder area, which is about an hour and a half north from me. And the smoke is traveling its way down. And when I go on walks, which I did this morning, and I exercise, I get like winded. And it's not because of my asthma. I think it's because of the smokes, the smoke fires. Last time I looked, it was only 10% contained. So Kato of the Green Hornet. And that was number 2. That one I have almost everything except for 4, the first volume. And then the second volume, which this is, I don't have any. So this is when I was starting to drop out of it. And this is for number 3, and it never came out. So they had 2 issues published, and 3 never came out. Married with Children, Flashback Special. I do own a lot of Married with Children. The Twilight Zone, number 15. Probably do not own a lot of those. And Speed Racer stuff. I would be interested in all of those. Ocean Comics has The Greatest American Comic Book, an anthology with lofty features, three complete stories, Spider-Maniac versus, looks like it's a parody thing. Out of the Blue Productions, Scrap City, Pack Rats, Audio Adventure. You can get a tape. And now has a big ad in there. Outsider Comics, Kingdom of Evil. I wonder if that came out. Adult material. King. Kingdom of Evil. Going to my database to check it. And that did come out. That looks like underground. Just one issue of that. Page one, comic relief. It featured Calvin and Hobbes, Doonesbury, Life in Hell, Twisted Images, Far Side. Looks like it's a collection of Sunday funnies. Adolescent Radioactive Black Belt Hamster Classics was coming out from Parody Press. Arrow Man, One Shot from Parody Press, and Comics for Kids. The Spineless Spider-Man 2099, so these are parody stuff. PC Comics had Hyper Comics Disc number 1. These were actually discs, I guess, that you put on your computer. Compatible computer comics. Interesting. I know the Ultraverse started, CrossGen played around with that later on. But these guys were playing around with it way before. And they were running these discs at $16.95 and $19.95. Phoenix Comics has Bloodstorm. The nation has been torn apart by civil war. Government troops strike against rebel forces in a fortified base in Chicago. The series focuses on one such rebel group struggling to survive against the bloodstorm of violence directed at them from the opposite government forces. There's one called Night Stalkers number 1. In the far future, the Earth finds itself locked in a savage space war with the Shannarians, a once peaceful race who have been patterned their culture upon the Knights of the Earth, calling themselves the Militant Knights, and who have begun to strike against Terran forces. In this war, there is but one ship, the UNSS Gallant. We got Psychotronic Video. That's a magazine. Pure Imagination. Basil Wolverton. I do know Basil Wolverton. And it has Jack Cole Comics Treasury. Now that would be interested. That has old Plastic Man stories in it. And military comics. It's just a reprint magazine. 100 pages. $20. Man, those reprints were expensive. 92. Sky Masters of the Space Force hardcover edition. Kirby and Wood. Wow. This reprints the entire run of Jack Kirby and Wally Wood's classic newspaper strip, Sky Masters of Space Force. Each volume includes 200 dailies and 8 Sunday pages in full color. Also included in this volume are Wood's title lettering samples and Kirby tryout artwork. The hardcover edition is limited to only 500 copies signed by Jack Kirby. Wow. Rebel Studios has Dog. That's Jovi Hill. I did get this. And I might even have a full run of Dog. We're going to go check that out. Dog. This is around the time I was at Doc's News. Let's see, Dog had 3 issues and I did have it. Yep, This was 4, so it was never published. Revolutionary Comics, I'll skip, but that was baseball legends and musical legends like the Ramones. That would be fun. I love the Ramones, Elvis, Led Zeppelin Experience, Rock and Roll Comics featuring U2, sports legends, O.J. Simpson, before he was a murderer, and Ripoff Press has Freak Brothers Comics number 4 reprint, Ripoff Comics number 16, Rockers number 3, and Savage Henry. Rock Fantasy Comics has Rock Fantasy Comics Kiss 2 and Metallica. The Rock Comics were smoking at this time. Science Fiction Chronicle magazine, Electric Gaming Monthly, Shield Comics, The Fifth Cycle, Soul Stealer, Mature Readers. It's got some role-playing stuff in it. Betty and Bondage and Shunga Comics. Skip Williamson Publishing has Skip Williamson's Naked Hostility. Sky Comics has Arena Magazine. This issue features an in-depth interview with Demon artist Val Semeckis, who discusses the upcoming Demon Lobo miniseries. Also a gatefold trading card featuring Vapor, Locke, and Laurel Haynes begins a 10-part series of how to get into comics, plus news articles and no price guide. It was formerly called Comics Arena. Society for Stripulatich has Comics Forum. Sovereign Media Company, Science Fiction Age number 2. That was a magazine. Sportelli Publication, The Angel of Justice 1 and 2. Starlog had Starlog 186, which featured Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the new Highlander TV show. Look at Red Dwarf, plus the very best Tarzan of the Apes. Action Superheroes, also coming from Starlag. They had Sylvester Stallone, Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and a look at the film biography of martial arts legend Bruce Lee, plus 4 full-color posters. Star Trek Fan Club, interesting. They're a publication that published the Lucasfilm Fan Club. Star Trek Official Fan Club magazine. So there's where worlds were colliding. You know, it's usually Star Trek versus Star Wars, and this time they're doing both. Strange Magazine, never heard of it. Strawberry Jam Comics has Oomba, Jungle Man, Jungle Moon Man. That's something I'd buy for $1 for sure. Sun Comic Publishings, Cosmos number 3, number 4, High School Agent number 5, Mechanic Gemini, Ragnarok Guy. This all looks like manga. Super Graphics has Preview Magazine. Coppola's Dracula, George Romero's film version of the Stephen King thriller, The Dark Half. The newest entry into the Vampire Olympics, Innocent Blood. La Femme Nikita, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Christopher Columbus, The Rest of Daniel. The animated version of Mobius, Stormwatcher, plus an interview with Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman. Tailspin Press has Starchild number 3. Tangram Press has Chillville, adult material. This is the story of two hapless punk brothers, Biscuit and Itchy Dade, who take the shortcut. Their poppy always warned them to avoid a shortcut through a hellish burg called Chillville. That sounds pretty cool. Death Realm's the very best of Death Realm. Death Realm may be gone, but the chills inspired by the publication linger on this short, soft cover. Presents the best horror fiction from its 5-year run. Full color by cover by Steve Bissett and Fang number 4. Taxi Comics has Exit number 2. Titan Books was still around doing Doctor Who. Wow, that's incredible. Didn't realize it go that far back. I know it's in Europe, but I didn't know they were in previews. We get to Tops. Yeah, we have issue 2 of Dracula, the official comics adaptation. I would love to have that. Before Tops, it looks like Titan was publishing a lot of 2000 AD stuff. And the Hellraiser Chronicles and Nightbreed. And Nemesis, the beginning, that Patrick Mills and O'Neill. I like that series a lot. But Tops had Dracula number 2, and they had the Wildcats trading card series. Tragedy Strikes Press had the Cheeseheads, Reactor Girl, and Way Out Strips. Tundra. They had the Crow t-shirt. The Crow 1 through 3 still available by James O'Barr. Hyena number 2. The Legends of Ozok. Madman Adventures Time Warp poster. They were reprinting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Adventures. That's Tundra. White Trash, Zombie War. United Comics has a comic called Nitron. They have number 2 and 3. UT Productions has Bloody Hell. New to Diamond from the publishers of Britain's smartest humor magazine, UT comes Britain's grisliest horror comic, Bloody Hell. Each issue is filled with a bloody selection of horror tales with more than their fair share of red stuff. Contributors include John Watkins, D'Israel, Roger Langridge, I do know that name, Nigel Kitching, and many more. An oversized UK format. Ooh. Now we got Valiant, Archer and Armstrong number 7 by Winsor Smith and Wycheck. Bloodshot number 1 by Kevin Van Hook and Perlin and Wycheck. That is so cool. Eternal Warrior number 7 by Winsor Smith. Harbinger number 14 by Leif and Mayo and Calavero. The Harbinger trade paperback by Shooter, Laffam, and Dixon. Hardcore by Michelini, Laffam, Layton. Magnus Robot Fighter number 21 by Ostrander and Brock. Shadow Man number 10 by Bob Hall. Solar Man of the Atom by Leighton, Grew, and Drake. Exo Man of War number 13 by Leighton, Leek, and Ryder. Man, I just love this stuff. I love the 90s, man. I just got the Chronicles of the 90s too, so you'll be seeing that in this show. I won't run out of materials even though I run out of questions. And they have some big ads in here, which I like. And they have some card paraphernalia for the tops. That's pretty cool. Viz, they're still publishing stuff. Battle Angel, Alita, that even had a movie. Saw the movie, liked it. America. Sanctuary, Macross. I'm not very well read in manga. Crying Freeman, Rama One Half. I know I've heard of that. Vortex has the Legends of NASCAR, Richard Petty, Legends of NASCAR, Cale Yarborough, Nocturnal Emissions. Seems like a NASCAR publisher. Warp Graphics had ElfQuest stuff, shirts and comics. Witty World. Wizard Press had Wizard Magazine number 16. Woolly Comics had some adult comics, Toxine, and Decade's Philosophy of the Bedroom. Wolf Publishing had The Phantom number 5. That I never heard of, The Phantom being published by a comics called Wolf Publishing. Additional comics. Wow. This is some more to cover on next time. We'll stop with additional comics because this is like the back half of previews. Smaller publishers. And then they get into books, which I'll skip. But I will talk about some of the additional comics in the next episode. So back, that was previews comics from 1992. And I hope you enjoyed that. And we'll be back with the comics that I read, which I'm only going to do 1 week. And it's not a lot, believe it or not. So I'll be right back. Hold on. All right. And we are back with comics read from July 1st through July 7th. I was in Albuquerque during this time, and I didn't read a lot, but I did read some. The movies I watched were The Bike Riders. That was a film with the guy who played Tom Hardy and the guy who played Elvis. I liked that movie. I saw it with my parents. I gave it a 4 out of 5. The 5 out of 5s I gave were Horizon and The Bear Season 3. So Horizon was the Western movie that was about 3.5 hours long. I liked it a lot. It was part one of many in Kevin Costner film. Some people didn't like it. I liked it. I thought it was very comic booky in terms of being like a serial that you want to go back to and see. And if everything played right financially, we would have been seeing the next Horizon in this month of August, but that didn't pan out. So I don't know when they're going to release the next one or if it'll go directly to streaming. A total of 20 comics. Didn't take a lot of notes on these ones. 12 Marvel and 8 DC. I was reading all digitally that month, so I was reading off the DC app. These ones I do get in physical copies, 7 through 9. An annual 2024. My comment was probably the first Flash creative team that has not clicked with me at all since when I first started reading the Flash in the 70s. Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, with the exception of the Wally's kids being in the background of this story arc, I just am going through the motions on Flash, and I give it a 3 out of 5. Carnage 13 through 14. I'm reading this thing called Carnage Reigns. I still haven't finished it. This is all digital, man. Except for Carnage, I do own physical copies of, but I don't own Miles Morales, which I read Carnage 13, 14, Miles Morales 6, and Carnage Reigns Alpha number 1. We got Bloodhunters number 2. That had a Hulk story, a Hawkeye story, a Kate Bishop, Dagger, and Bloodstone, and a Black Widow issue. That was pretty good. I gave that a 4 out of 5, so now we moved from 3 out of 5s to 4 out of 5s. And Bloodhunt number 4. With Bloodhunt number 4, man, there was not a lot of action in that one, my friends. And I didn't even open the poly bag because I was like, well, what are they going to show me in the extra content if there wasn't all this action to make it violent, you know? So I just didn't even attempt it. We have Forceworks 3 through 7. This has been a fun journey. And it actually led me to start this thing called Avengers The Crossing, which is a long story arc, and it turns out to be, it de-ages Tony Stark, but it's very, very interesting story arc that goes through Avengers, two one-shots Avengers, Time Slide, and War Machine, Forceworks, and Iron Man, and Avengers proper. But this is Forceworks 3-3-7 before the event. The alien scatter attacks Earth, and Forceworks must stop them. Forceworks detects an energy spike in the Russian satellite area in Civil War by armored men who claimed they killed many. Like they are being set up for an international incident. Ember fights with Black Brigade. I'm going to have to go answer my phone because my wife's calling me. That wasn't Barb. That was my mom. So I was talking about Forceworks. They're like getting caught up in an international incident. Ember fights with Black Brigade with Forceworks in the middle. They seem to have went to this country and made things worse than before they got there. So that was the country that Forceworks went to fight this Black Brigade. And then it entered in a miniseries called Hands of the Mandarin. And Hands of the Mandarin went over in Forceworks Avengers and Iron Man. And it was another miniseries before the crossing. So they were crossing these Avenger titles over a lot. And then we have Green Arrow 9 through 12. The Arrow family tying into the Waller event, Absolute Power, also has references to Tom King's event Purgatory, which is very interesting because that series was really crazy. It was about like a place where superheroes could go to get help, like psychological and help. And that led to the death of several characters, which, if I remember correctly, Wally caused. And it's like the death of Arsenal, the death of... It was so weird and out of the... I forgot what it was called. I wasn't like some kind of crisis or something like that. But it was a bizarre series. I got to reread that. Just see what that was all about again, especially now that it came up again in the current series of Green Arrow, which is more like the Green Arrow family. It looks like they're going to keep it going, ongoing, where it wasn't an ongoing to... it wasn't initially intended to be an ongoing, but I guess it's been selling pretty successful for DC. So now it's going to keep on going. But thanks for listening to the podcast. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter and Blue Sky. Please send me questions. You can send me email at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com. And you can visit the site at DCNoisePodcast.com and also on Facebook at GeekBrunchPodcast.com and DCNoisePodcast.com. And again, we're publishing all our podcasts on DC Noise now to try to save money. So we'll be back next time with the wrap-up of previews, any purchases that I have, and hopefully some more questions. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye.